What up? It's Mario Lopez waiting on the hotline right now from the new ABC show, Imaginary Mary, actress Jenna Elfman. How are you, Jenna?
Good morning, Mario. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. So Imaginary Mary mixes live action with CGI animation. That sounds pretty cool. Break the show down for us.
Yeah. So it's a story about a woman, my character, who's a very successful career woman. She's a publicist for athletes, and she really is not looking for a relationship or kids, because as a young girl, her parents fought bitterly and they divorced and then were never there for her. So out of necessity, she created this little imaginary friend to help get her through.
Huh.
And it goes away when she becomes an adult, and then she meets a guy in present day who's irresistible and she can't help herself. But it turns out he's a divorced guy with three kids, which is everything terrifying for her. And when, you know, she'd like to try and just have a relationship with him without having to do anything with the kids, but that's not how it works. So in the stress of all of this, her imaginary friend comes back to help guide her through.
Wow. What a concept. Very original.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I have to kind of give the long version to sort of walk everyone through it, because CGI and live action has never been done on primetime television before.
Yeah.
So, but once people have seen it, it's really a like fun family show with, you know, kids as 13 and 15 and 6, and my character's immersion into this family and her growth as a woman as a result, and a lot of physical comedy. It's like a really fun show.
Yeah, that's very attractive as a character for you too. Rachel Dratch is the voice of your imaginary friend Mary. Do you guys get to film scenes together, or is it done separately?
Yeah, like super separately. Like we get to see each other when we do press. But we film in Vancouver, Canada, and then we have a puppet and a puppeteer and a comedic actress who's a local to Vancouver who reads the lines with me on set. So I actually have some comedic rhythm to act off of.
Right.
And then they edit it together, and then Rachel's in New York, and so she goes into a studio in New York and gets to watch what we filmed and records her voice there.
Wow, how interesting. How much of a challenge is it to act with a character that really isn't there?
Yeah, it is a challenge, because like when I did Looney Tunes back in action, we had like little green balls, or like we had something in the real life world to at least put your eye on, you know, to follow. And with this, I have nothing. We rehearse, like I said, with the puppet, but then when we actually film, the puppet goes away, and I just have to remember all of her marks of where she moves in the scene. And it's a total challenge, but it was something I felt up for at this point, because I was like, wow, I get to play the romantic lead. I get to do physical comedy, fish out of water. I get to play with this imaginary character, which is nothing, which is using all my tools in the tool belt, like as if comedy isn't hard enough to like do it with empty space.
Right.
And then, you know, have her career. And so there's all these elements I get to play, and as an actress, it's really fun. And there's so many great people involved, like Sean Levy, one of our executive producers, and he directed the first two episodes. You know, he directed All the Night at the Museums and Date Night, and he's the executive producer of Stranger Things and directs half their episodes. And Adam Goldberg, who created the Goldbergs, our executive producer. We have an Academy Award winning animator. So there's like a lot of really talented people involved that very hard to say no to.
Yeah, no, what an impressive team right there. And it sounds so cool. Congrats. That's awesome. Look forward to checking
it
out.
Thank you. Thanks, Mario.
And Jenna, I saw you throw out the first pitch at the Dodgers game recently. How'd you like that?
Thank you. If I may be so bold to brag about myself, because I never did sports growing up. I was always a ballerina. And I was like,
which, by the way, that's
really
an athlete.
And I threw from... Yeah, what?
Which, by the way, a ballerina is a total athlete.
Yes, true. But, like, different than sports.
Correct.
You know, I didn't like grow up with like a baseball or a softball in my hand. So I practiced really hard. I threw from the mound and I threw a strike. So I feel kind
nice.
Of like really proud of myself.
That's impressive. You know, I've done that a couple times. I got to tell you, I did play sports. However, I didn't play ball sports. That sounded weird. Ball sports. Yeah, I wrestled and boxed and stuff. That just sounded weird as it came out of my mouth. Anyway, getting up there on the mound and in front of the thousands of people, I actually got a little nervous. I never really get nervous before. Did you get nervous?
I was a little nervous because I, you know, now that I have, I threw the first pitch before when I was pregnant with my youngest son, and my oldest son was only 2 at the time. So obviously they hadn't gotten involved in Little League like they are now.
Right.
And at that time when I was pregnant, I threw from the mound and I threw an Ephus pitch for a strike. But this was like extra stressful because I had like my husband likes to play baseball. Both my kids are in Little League. I'm super like into Little League. And
that's a lot of pressure.
Much more about baseball.
That's great.
Now it all means so much more. So yeah, it was, I was a little stressful. I had to take a good deep breath before I threw the ball.
You threw it 100 times better than 50 Cent or Mark Wahlberg or the list goes on. It is embarrassing, some of these guys and some of their tosses.
I think everyone has thrown it better than 50 Cent.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned being about...
I never saw it, but I heard he shanked it.
Oh, my God. You have to Google it.
Yeah, make sure you Google that immediately.
Yeah, you'll feel real good about yourself.
You know what? The highlight was getting to meet Kershaw, and my son's, you know, we randomly got to see him. Like, you know, he just happened to be right there by the wall when we were, like, coming up the stairs from the field. And I was like, my son's... signed their ball. So they he signed their baseballs, and that was like a really big thing.
Yeah, he's a real good guy. He's a real nice guy. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned being a ballerina. I saw you were on the set of Dancing with the Stars recently. I'm assuming you're a fan of the show, of course. Any of the dancers impress you? Who do you like?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm in awe of all of them for even, it's like me throwing the first pitch. Do you know what I mean? To be a non-dancer and to go on a show like that.
Right.
And learn and do all of that. It's like I have nothing but admiration for people who do that, because I can only imagine that'd be like, that's like throwing from the mound times 100.
Right.
Like that's actually playing a game with the Dodgers is what it feels like, which would make me just want to curl up in the fetal position and hide if I had to like play in a Dodger game. So to me, it's comparable to that. I mean, Heather Morris is like, she really... I mean, I think she's kind of already naturally a dancer.
Right.
And she's doing great.
That's who my
really,
pick was.
It's hard for me because, I get gushy about everybody. I mean, the Cubs, you know, he's like to have a baseball player, you know, I mean, the Magic Mike number was like fantastic and got everybody on their feet. I don't know. I get a little gushy
how
for everybody because I find what's right about all of them.
Right.
How is Mr. T's dancing in person?
Well, he's just, I mean, come on. I mean, to have your career go this long like that is fantastic.
Of course.
And he is like a little boy. He's actually like super, he just has this really sweet essence about him. And I think he was really feeling it that night because he had this white tux, you know, his thing, and he was feeling really smooth. And I think he was just kind of in his natural glow, and that was really becoming on him. But, you know, it's not like he's, like, getting down and doing, like, heavy dance stuff, but I think he was feeling it that night. And, you know, it's funny. It's like you don't have to have perfect technique. If you're really feeling it and emoting that joy,
the audience
feels it. Yeah, and I think that's ultimately what we're all going for, is to just make other people feel better. You know, I mean, it brings people up and they feel great. And that's, to me, I think the most important thing, rather than nailing some perfect technique. Personally, that's my opinion.
However, Jenna, being a dancer, and I don't know if you've ever done any ballroom before, doesn't a party you want to be like, gosh, I could kill this. I just would love to see people or have people see me in this light. Wouldn't you want to get out there?
Well, I'm a natural ham, so I'm always wanting to perform because I love performing. I love all dance. I know I'm being like super general with my answers, but I really do feel this way. Like, I love contemporary. I love ballroom. Ballroom is super tricky, though. I would have a lot to learn because I didn't do much ballroom in my dance career. So that would be a fun learning curve, to learn ballroom and do it right and kind of pay it its homage properly.
Right.
Or at least with enough essence that it looks somewhat like the thing you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do like a samba and have it look like a contemporary number.
Right. Yeah.
But,
no,
I don't know. I don't feel like some burning urge to go like show myself off in that way, but I think it would be fun to learn just for the challenge of going through the learning curve of that.
Right. Is it true? You toured with ZZ Top as a dancer back in 94?
I did for 2 months. I knew the choreographer, and he wanted to help sort of increase the level of dance with the girls. And so he he brought me in as a professional dancer because the other girls were, they were dancers, but kind of the other kind of dancers from the other kind of club.
Well put. So they needed some lessons.
So they brought me, they brought me in to just sort of increase the training profile, I suppose.
Right.
And that's kind of awesome. Be dance captain or whatever. Yeah. It was fun. I love ZZ Top. You know, I always love ZZ Top. So I thought, oh, that would be fun. I love ZZ Top. Yeah, it was definitely an experience.
We have your first theme if you ever do Dancing with the Stars.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
She's got legs. It's perfect. It fits.
With like a bedazzled G-string underneath. That'd be awesome.
You'd rock that.
I got it. I nailed it.
And Jen, I know you got two sons at home. How old are they now? What are they up to?
Oh, Little League baseball. They're 7 and 9. Well, one's still kind of morphing out of T-ball, coach pitch, working his way up. But yeah, my 9.5-year-old, super, they're both just, I mean, my 9.5-year-old's all about baseball. It's like all he wants to do. Mama, let's go back in the backyard. Throw the ball. Mama, let's play baseball. Like all the time, which I love. I love passion. So he's passionate.
That's good.
And I love going to Little League games. Like, I don't know how to explain how much I love going to Little League games, but I had gotten so, you know, you get so in the habit as a mom of like, good eye. You're like trying to encourage them when they're right up to bat and like, you got this. And there's like a handful of expressions now that all the mothers just cough out from the bleachers. Like, you got this. You know what to do. Good eye. You know what to do. And it's like, I was at the Dodger game Wednesday night and it was like, it took everything in me not to yell out, good eye. But you know, they have a good eye.
Good eye, Puig.
That's great.
Exactly. You got this, Puig. You know what to do.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Lame.
Well, Jenna, always great catching up with you. Imaginary Mary airs Tuesdays on ABC. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Jenna Elfman. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks so much, Mario. It's good talking to you.
You too.
On with Mario Lopez.